at Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. How do we deliver reliable energy and overcome unpredictable challenges? How do we get to net zero carbon emissions and ensure communities thrive? How do we deliver affordable energy today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.
All right, so it's 2-2 for India in the Men's T20 World Cup 2022, this time beating the Netherlands in Sydney, courtesy of Suryakumar Yadav. Virat Kohli continues his fantastic form. The bowlers in on the act as well. All in all, an all-round fantastic performance by India. Do we have a foot in the semi-finals already? Maybe we do. All right, welcome to another episode of the Indian Cricket Podcast with me, Sumedh Bilgi. Just myself today on the podcast, taking a look at India v Netherlands and India's comprehensive win in Sydney. Now, after the high of Pakistan, so much, of course, was being spoken about in the press. How do India now go on from that win in Melbourne to going on in the tournament? And how do you compound your wins from there on? And I think India put all of those questions aside and put in a clinical, professional performance. Clearly, India's desire to win was not satiated by the win versus Pakistan. Now it's time for, of course, to compound your wins and go on and win a few more in the tournament. For sure, I think the intent was right there for all of us to see. Good toss to win for, of course, for India. Rohit Sharma, lucky again, perhaps, at the toss. Called it right and decided to bat first. Interestingly, a lot of people said perhaps should have bowled first, but I think the right decision to bat, slowish surface, he called it at the toss and did the right thing. Slowish start, I think a lot of questions as we speak, as I record this as well, about KL Rahul. Took 12 deliveries to score 9 runs again. Got off to a start-ish and then fell for that in-ducker. That he failed to connect. I think definitely concerns on his form. My essential concern with KL Rahul is if you've taken 12 deliveries to get your eye in, you have to compound on that. You have to score at least 25, 30-ish runs. And, that's something that you at least need to do after that point. If Suryakumar Yadav in his post-match presser said that he took a delivery to get his eye in. And that is pretty much the template for modern day batters. Compare that to what's happening with KL Rahul, where he's taking 10-ish deliveries to get his eye in, which is fine, which is something that Virat Kohli did as well. Virat's strike rate was at 100, to be honest, at the 10 delivery mark. But KL Rahul, once he got to that point, fell, lost his wicket. And I think certainly a point of concern. I do not think there's going to be a change, though. KL Rahul is the vice captain of the team. He scored runs heading into the World Cup. He scored runs in the warm-up game as well. I don't think anything changes with India. However, the next game is going to be important. We'll come to that a little later with regards to KL Rahul versus South Africa. It's going to be an important game. I think he's going to score a few runs there. But anyway, moving on from there, I think once KL falls, you have Virat Kohli coming to the crease. Great reception. Everybody's super excited to see the king again. He doesn't change much though, which is the beauty of Virat Kohli. He takes his time, gets into the game, some singles early on. Rohit Sharma takes on the onus of scoring some runs, plays a couple of really good shots. But overall, I think Rohit did struggle with timing today. Rohit also admitted, right? Rohit did admit that this was not the way he'd like to construct his innings. He would have wanted to score at a faster rate. He ended up with a strike rate of 135. However, Rohit has taken it onto himself to score at least at a strike rate of 145, 150, which is what perhaps Team India batters should be looking out to do. Suryakumar Yadav, of course. It doesn't apply to Surya. He likes to score in the 200s. But anyway, Rohit goes on to get a 50, which is important. I think he gets some important runs. Batted well in overs 7 to 15. I think he fell a little earlier than that, of course. But I think he batted well after the power play, is what I meant to say. Falls later and then in walks Suryakumar Yadav. Takes one delivery in and then off he goes. Couple of beautiful shots over cover. over square leg, behind square as well. Couple of close calls again, trying to uppercut that. Be a little careful, Surya. You don't want to edge another one of those again. But overall, I think he looked pretty invincible, as he always does. Fantastic performance. Finished off with a strike rate of 200. Not out again. Virat Kohli, not out again. Virat Kohli does not have an average in the World Cup because he's not been dismissed yet. Everybody spoke about Virat a lot heading into the World Cup, but he started off in the best possible way. I certainly think so. A couple of glorious shots by Virat again. That cover drive for six was exquisite indeed. Finished off pretty well as well. I think wonderful pull, a couple of flicks as well into the square leg boundary. So all in all, I think he did make up for his initial lack of strike rate. But I think regardless of that, you would really want your other batters to not really follow that particular template. I think Virat as a batter needs to be given that exception. And I think he's been given that exception by the team management, that he can go out there and play his game of taking time early on and then sort of compounding on his strike rate. However, the other batters, I think, need to bat at a higher strike rate. Rohit Sharma included, KL Rahul included, and then of course batters that follow the top four, which include Hardik, DK, which I think we did not see a lot of in this game. India, all in all, did not really face a lot of discomfort because of the Dutch bowling. The Dutch bowling was disciplined. However, there was not a lot of sting in it. There was not a lot of bite in it. It was the surface that troubled India more than the Netherlands bowling. Finished at 179. I think what we've seen in the World Cup so far, that's a pretty good total. However, I think India were about 10 or 15 runs short than what they had anticipated and expected to score. And then, of course, once you have Netherlands coming into bat, there wasn't really a contest, to be honest. To be fair, India's bowling was pretty much on top. Bhuvneshwar Kumar, magnificent. A couple of maidens back-to-back. One of the few people to do it in the world. Ashdeep Singh also very good at the top. Mohammad Shami looked all right at the start, but then he again picked up a wicket. Superb stuff from Akshar Patel and Ashwin in the middle overs. I think the spinners did a good job today. Ashwin was magnificent. I think one of Ashwin's strength is how he sort of plays the field. He always realizes where the shorter boundary is, and he does not usually throw in deliveries that are potential freebies for batters. And I think that's what makes him an important weapon in this team. Of course, what he did versus Pakistan in the most legendary leave of all time, and the most legendary straight drive over long off, it will be etched in history. But I think he brings a lot more to this team with his bowling as well. Finished off with good figures today. So did Akshar Patel. I think Akshar's relationship with the stump is quite legendary. It's a love story that is a lot better than Harry Potter. But at the end of the day, I think the spinners did a good job for India. The middle overs controlled the bowling. I think, that I think was the differentiator between the two teams. All in all, I think the bowlers, everybody picked up a wicket minus Hardik Pandya. Later in the innings, Ashdeep probably got a little carried away, but let's give the boy that. He's young. He's going to learn from his experiences. But giving away 16 runs when you're, 12 runs or whatever that was sort of scored in the final over, when you're on top, is not ideal. The margin of victory could have been bigger. And these things, in any other World Cup might end up impacting your net run rate. All in all, India now see themselves, at the top of the group, 2-2. The game in Perth is going to be really, really important. Earlier in the day, of course, South Africa were magnificent versus Bangladesh. Big margin of victory, 100-plus runs margin of victory. That is what I had expected from India today. That big margin of victory, 200 runs plus on the board when you bat first, get Netherlands out for cheap, and really seal your place in the top four, not just with your points but also with your net run rate. But never mind, these are expectations that fans have all the time of the team. But what's important is we've got the points on the board. Literally every bowler picked up a wicket minus Hardik Pandya, which doesn't matter. And you know, you've got three out of the top four batters scoring runs today. So fantastic day for India at the office. The Perth game is going to be very important again, coming back to South Africa, because Quinton de Kock, Riley Russo, Aidan Markram, David Miller, everybody in that team has been magnificent. Riley Russo's 100. Shout out to Riley Russo. Fantastic 100. Very, very good performance today by Russo, catapulting South Africa to 200 versus Bangladesh. Then, of course, Norkia has been magnificent as well for South Africa. He likes these conditions. He's going to be a threat in Perth versus India. Rabada also is around, of course. And then you've got Keshav Maharaj, and Tabriz Shamsi has found form as well. So that's going to be an important game for India. I think if India go on to win that game, we're pretty much through to the semifinals. But it'll also mean that you've defeated, in my opinion, the toughest team in the competition that India would potentially face, because England are looking a little off color. Australia are looking like they're under pressure, being the hosts. I do not see another team outside of South Africa and New Zealand that could end up really pushing India to its limits. Australia might just do it, as after I've said it, you never know. But that's just how I look at it. I think all in all, good performance on the day. South Africa game is going to be important, and we are going to be here with you after that game to chat about it and review India's performance in Perth. All right, so that's it from me on this episode of the Indian Cricket Podcast. Thank you for your listenership and your viewership. We're growing steadily on the worldwide charts in terms of cricket podcasts. Keep supporting us, keep following us. And this is me, Sumit Bilgi, on the Indian Cricket Podcast, signing off. We'll be back again in a couple of days. Take care, stay safe. Cheers. The Indian Cricket Podcast is produced and presented by Bilgi Media, a new age video and podcast company. You can find the video versions of these conversations and live cricket analysis on match day mornings on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and do the jam. You can support our content as well by getting onto our Patreon account. Link is in all of my Linktree bios everywhere. So go ahead and you can support us. Thank you for coming, and keep coming.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.